you've made the case that we're overusing, well, just about everything. I wanted to pick three examples: fish, corn, and coal. First, fish.
Well, the oceans, of course, are under extraordinary stress. We're seeing fisheries collapse in various parts of the world. A lot of things that used to be on the menu, a lot of forms of seafood, are no longer there in many parts of the world.
I don't think too many people realize just how much corn production in the U.S. is dependent on fossil fuels. The fertilizer is derived from natural gas. We're literally dependent on fossil fuels for corn production. And now we're turning some of that food, that corn in particular, back into fuel, corn ethanol.
Not everyone is saying that corn ethanol is good for the environment. The energy content of a gallon of ethanol is about two-thirds that of a gallon of gasoline. So you don't get very good mileage with ethanol. The weakness in the system, the principal weakness, is that it takes a lot of land. If you look at an acre of corn land, you can grow corn on that and with good prices maybe get $800 worth of corn. You can also site a wind turbine on that acre and get $300,000 worth of electricity. If we're moving toward plug-in hybrids and all-electric cars, as we are, then corn simply cannot compete in terms of land use efficiency with wind turbines.
Well, let's talk about electric generation. 45% of the electricity generated in the United States comes from burning coal. And now we're hearing about clean coal.
The thing that we're beginning to realize are the indirect costs of burning coal, which include health care. A recent study by the Physicians for Social Responsibility indicate that I think we're running up something like a $62 billion a year health bill associated with coal. This does not include mercury contamination, for example. It's interesting that the coal industry has had this huge campaign on clean coal, but the industry itself has invested very little in actually producing clean coal. I think coal use in this country has peaked and is declining and will continue to decline.
Now, we've been talking about three fairly simple commodities, fish, corn, and coal. How am I supposed to know what to buy, how to deal with these larger global issues that you study all the time? You know, I'm just one person. What can I do?
Well, the most important thing, it seems to me, is that we all need to get involved with the environmental issues that are important to us. In World War II, after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, what was at stake was the future of democracy itself. What's at stake now is the future of civilization, because we're seeing countries beginning to break down under the many stresses that are developing, and over time, even stronger governments may not be able to deal with some of the new issues like rising sea level and potentially millions, even tens and hundreds of millions of rising sea refugees, shrinking food supplies because of rising sea level and melting mountain glaciers. I don't think at any time since civilization began there's been such a serious threat to its future, at least as we know it.
Lester Brown is an author of many books, including Plan B 4.0, and he's the founder of Earth Policy Institute. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Lester, my pleasure.